告诉我们说，我们还要过荣耀神的生活。
And lastly, Moses tells us we should live glorifying God.
我们看你怎么样荣耀神。第十六节。
Let us see how we can glorify God.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children.
从第十二节到十七节，摩西祷告求恩典。
From verse 12 to 17, Moses' prayer is to ask for blessing and grace.
我们刚才讲到了第一点的时候，我们看到了有敬畏这个重要的一个字，一个 keyword。
Talked about the first point, the keyword was to fear.
我们看到了转回这个字。
And then the keyword of relenting and turning back.
我们看到了这个要字慈爱这个字。
And then the keyword of covenant love.
我们看到了喜乐这个字。
And also the word joy.
当我们过认识神的生活的时候，我们摩西叫我们要数算这个要字。
If we live a life knowing God, then Moses tells us we have to number our days.
所以我们已经摩西给了我们五个要字。
Moses has already given us five keywords.
在最后一点，摩西给了我们两个要字。
And the last point, Moses has given us two keywords.
第一个就在第十六节，荣耀，荣耀神，荣耀神。
And then the first in verse 16, splendor of glory.
第二个要字就是建立，第十七节。
And the second keyword is in verse 17, establish.
我们看怎么样过荣耀神的生活。
Let us see how can we live a life that will glorify God.
第一个，我们要在喜乐的在恩典中间成长。
First, we have to grow in joy and in grace.
第十二节到第十七节，摩西在那边求恩典，求恩典，求恩典。
From verse 12 through 17, Moses is asking for blessing and grace.
有一个神学家讲，现在的神学家。
A modern theologian said.
他讲胡辛呢，这个人很坏呀、啊，但是还没有坏，比起希特勒还没有希特勒坏。
He said, Hussein is a very bad person, but he's not as bad as Hitler.
那我们比起胡辛呢，好多了，对不对
？Aren't we much better than Hussein?
我们必须感谢，这一切都是神的恩典，因为神给我们的恩典。比给胡辛的恩典多，所以我们比胡辛好一点。
We have to be thankful for all the grace of God because God has given us more grace than He's given us.
那胡辛呢，比希特勒好一点，因为神给胡辛的恩典呢，比神给希特勒的多。
And Hussein is better than Hitler because God gave Hussein more grace than He gave Hitler.
一切都是神的恩典。
Everything is the grace of God.
换一个神学家讲，那个神的恩典怎么形容呢？
As the Lord Jesus said, how can we describe the grace of God?
就好像地球。
It's like the globe.
你看我们在地球上面很平安。
We are on this earth and we are very secure.
但是你知道吗？地球里面的心里面全是火，全是火焰、火浆。
But do you know that the heart of the earth, the soul, is filled with fire and with molten?
那这个神的恩典就好像什么？就好像地球的火子把这些火浆都包在这个地方，使我们可以过日子。
And what is the grace of God like? It is like the crust of the earth that would cover up all the fire, so that we can live secure.
有时候会有地震的时候，地破了之后，岩浆出来了。
And sometimes because of earthquake, the lava would leak out.
那就造了很大的伤害。
And then there will be great damage and loss of life.
你跟我是生活在神的恩典中间。
You and I, we are living amidst the grace of God.
所以你跟我要在喜乐的在恩典中成长。
That is why we need to grow in grace and in joy.
摩西讲，我给你七个字，表示七项行动，怎么样在恩典中生活
？And Moses said, I'm going to give you seven words.It will represent seven courses of action, so that you will know how to live in the grace of God.
也就是刚才我们所讲的是几点
？Actually, it's what we said just now.
第一个敬畏。
First is to fear.
第二十二节讲数算。
Second, verse 12 to number.
十三节讲转回。
Verse 13 to turn back.
十四节讲慈爱。
Then fourthly, verse 14 is love, covenant love.
十四节跟十五节讲喜乐。
And then verses 14 and 15, joy.
好，摩西现在讲，你们除了这个之外，有了一个，你们就有一个，你们现在就有一个喜乐的人生。
And then Moses said, or besides, you will have a life of joy.
你有那个喜乐的人生还不够，摩西讲。
It is not enough that you have a life of joy.
你还需要另外两个荣耀神的生活。
And then you need two more to live a life that glorifies God.
十六节、十七节讲，有了荣耀神的生活之后，我们手所献上的，第十七节讲到，神才会坚立。
And the Bible tells us that after we have lived a life that glorifies God, then God will establish what we have done.
所以加尔文这样讲。
That's why, Calvin said.
你跟我要战战兢兢地活在神的荣耀之下。
You and I, we must live in the glory of God with fear and trembling.
十七世纪有一百零七个问题，把我们的信仰都包括在内了。
In the 17th century, there was 107 questions that would include everything in our belief.
这叫西敏斯特小真理问答。
It's called
Westminster Shorter Catechism. 小真理问答。
Shorter Catechism.
那这边讲到第一个问题。
Okay, the first question.
什么是人生的主要目的？
What is the main goal of life?
人生的主要目的就是荣耀神，并且永远享受他。
The main goal of life is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
这就是我们生活的目的。
This is the goal of our life.
弟兄姐妹，我们当如何活？
Brothers and sisters, how then shall we live?
要过一个敬畏神的生活。
We have to live fearing God.
要认识神，要荣耀神的生活。
We have to know God and we have to glorify God.
你首先必须要接受救主耶稣基督。
And first of all, you must accept the Savior.
你要悔改回转到神的面前。
You have to turn away from the sin, you have to repent and come before God.
继续在神的恩典中间成长，成为圣洁。
And you have to continue to grow in His grace and be sanctified.
这就是人生的目的。
That is the goal of life.
荣耀神。
Glorify God.
并且永远享受他。
And also enjoy him forever.
弟兄姐妹，让摩西的九十篇人生的诗成为你跟我的诗。
Brothers and sisters, may Psalm 90, Moses' Psalm of life, become your Psalm and my Psalm.
让我们的一生不但是荣耀神，而且永远享受他。
Let our life not only be a life that glorifies God.But we can enjoy Him forever.
敬畏神的生活。
Fear God.
认识神的生活。
Know God.
荣耀神的生活。
Glorify God. That is the life we need to live.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们为你自己的慈爱献上感谢。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you for your loving kindness.
尽管世世代代人类来背叛你，
Even though men have rebelled against you from generation to generation,
但是你的慈爱是永远长存。
But your loving kindness is everlasting.
在诸山未曾造、未曾生处，
Before the mountains were born,
地狱世界未曾造成，
Or you brought forth the earth and the world.
从恒古到永远，你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
你又是我们的居所。
You are our dwelling place.
主，我们谢谢你，你借着摩西教导我们怎么样活下去。
Lord, we want to thank you because through Moses, you have taught us how to go on living.
求你借着我们这一生能够荣耀你的名。
Lord, we ask that you that through our lives.Your name will be glorified.
也让我们能够永永远远的享受你，把你当作我们的居所。
And may we enjoy you forever and ever, and treat you as our dwelling place.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
节目是由根新传道会制作。
you.